What is validation? The validation method was created by Naomi Feil, born in Munich in 1932, an American gerontologist. The methods she was taught did not help with the elderly with whom she worked, so she began to experiment. Through trial and error, she developed a number of ideas, theories, and techniques, which over time she formed into a cohesive method of communicating with older adults who are affected with dementia. Her first book was published in 1982, which presented Validation, the File Method, to the world. This clip from Looking for Yesterday, 1978, illustrates Naomi Feil's journey from standard therapeutic practice at that time, reality orientation, to the validation method. Naomi Feil talks about her life and is interviewed by her son. In a nutshell, validation is a method for communicating, helping build loving relationships with, and honoring disoriented, very old people. It is a flexible tool for everyday caregiving. Today, the validation method is the most researched, non-pharmaceutical, person-centered method for communication with older adults. It has been continuously developed through practical experience and research for over 40 years. Validation has been shown to decrease stress, anxiety, and aggression, reduce the use of psychotropic and sedative medication, increase communication, reduce caregiver stress, improve job satisfaction for professional caregivers, enable the elderly to continue to reside in their own home, lessening the need for institutional care. In the following video, Naomi Feil shares a breakthrough moment of communication with Gladys Wilson, a woman who was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2000 and is virtually nonverbal. Research on validation has produced positive results, including increased communication, increased positive affect, and reduced aggressive behavior. Research on the effects of validation training include caregiver reports of fewer incidents of physical and verbal aggressive behavior, observations and rating showing that individuals receiving validation increased communication, decreased aggressive behavior, and were more responsive to staff as compared to a control condition. Improved communication and a significant increase in communication satisfaction for caregivers who received validation training when compared to a control group. Validation does not require a lot of time, but does ask a great deal from its practitioners. In order to practice validation, you must be honest with yourself, face your own feelings, and be able to set those aside for a short time. An understanding of the validation theories and goals can influence your attitude towards the elderly and improve the way you respond to them.